See what I'm saying? The same principle applies to human beings. Amen. And I ain't even chopping my youngins down. I mean, as far as deflating, but I'll be the first one to bust hell out of them when they get wrong. I will.
Yeah.
But I divorced the two. I let them know that I'm not getting on them because I dislike them. I love them. But I'm getting on them for the action that was done. You see, it's not so much the individual, but the action that was done, that was carried out, that I didn't think was too kosher.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And they have learned to differentiate between the two. And they know when it's discipline, it's love. And it's not off no bullshit and tear.
But I mean, that's the only way you can raise kids.
But sometimes people that believe in just knocking and kicking and hitting and carrying on a kid. And I don't believe that a child should be badgered over this child abuse type of situation. I don't believe in that. And when you feel that you're to that point where you're gonna beat your child, leave him alone, don't beat him. Because you can really hurt that child.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's when you're taking all your frustrations and inhibitions out on that particular child. And the child is not responsible for it. Oh man, that pisses me off to the highest degree. I tell you in a minute, your child could be with me. You can say, listen, Sylvia, you know, I have an L to run or blase this or blase that. Hey, keep an eye on Billy Joe or Susie Jane or Mary Hell, whatever the case may be.
Uh-huh.
Hey, ain't nobody gonna mess with her. As long as I have any breath in me. Not a grown person. Not to have a discussion between two kids and let them settle it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Then when it gets a little out of hand, then I might intercede. But I let them settle their own problem.
Yeah.
You see? There ain't no way in hell. If another grown person is going to reprimand them for something that they're doing, fine, do it. Because I raised my kids for me and somebody else, because in case something shit happens to me, somebody else would mind raising my kids. Because I can't stand no badass child. An indignant child. And a rude child, I can't. Because I tell mine sometimes, all right, I'm going to brush your teeth with my fist in a minute. Because they're out there with their peer groups, okay?
Yeah.
They want to pick up some things that, yeah. You know, this peer pressure type of a thing. So, okay. Yeah, I don't believe fat back is grease until you see the grease pop off, and I'm getting ready to show you some grease in a minute. Then they buckle up for safety. As far as abusing a child, no, sir.
Okay, that's true then. Okay, when you carry the washing out to hang up outside, what do you carry it in?
In a basket, clothes basket.
Okay. What would be something like a barrel that's smaller? Begins with a K.
You're talking about kettle? No.
K?
K?
Yeah.
Tell me so I can tell you.
Oh, well, what might you buy big quantities of beer?
Oh, the K. 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 K.
Uh-huh. Okay, what was it, that fad like in the 60s? In the 60s where they got these big round things and spun around their hips.
Hula hoop.
Okay. Okay, if you had one more than one, you'd have two hula
hoops.
Okay. What would you put in top of a bottle to seal it?
A cap.
Okay. What else might you use?
Screw top?
Mm-hmm.